Welcome to the Awaken Your Truth podcast. We are your hosts, Katie
and Ginny. Join us as we connect to the truth of who we really are, the eternal energy of joy, love, and peace.
Together with you, we will expand the awareness of what is possible and create a new way of being beyond the mind to experience more
joy, joy, joy. Joy. Hello, welcome to Awaken Your Truth for our very first special episode titled Fear Breakthrough, Katie Goes to Karate. We have a story for you.
We have a story. And as we were kind of chit-chatting before we pressed record, we were realizing how many of our podcasts come from stories and how it might be fun just to name the podcast after the story that we're about to tell you, and that our themes of the podcast will emerge as we discuss, like they do. But we're just going to tell the story and see what happens, Ginny. But first, your joyful moment.
I had a very fun, joyful moment this morning. We had been on a search, it wasn't very long, for a new couch, one that felt more us and fit into our living space. And we found one this morning. I always have lovely marketplace experiences. The people were so nice. They're throwing in these extra things. It was just so fun. Everything, you know, fit into the truck and flowed. And we were bringing it back to our place. We live on the third floor right now in an apartment building. And we're then starting the journey of carrying all the pieces up to the house. And our neighbors on the third floor popped their head out the balcony and it's like, "Hey guys, do you need any help?" And we're like, "Oh my gosh, yes, that'd be amazing." And they just like hopped right on it. And it made it so much easier, so much quicker, so much more fun. And it was just total joy for them to have offered the help at the perfect time. So I love that.
It is so fun, and your little community of people helping each other.
I want to acknowledge too that part of me still wants to go, "Oh no, it's fine."
Interesting.
Yeah. But I know enough that that's not receiving and that's not allowing, and actually saying yes feels so much better for both parties. Usually, like receiving the help, receiving, saying yes to those things. And so it feels good to just be aware of that within myself as well.
This is huge. This idea that you can say yes, instead of feeling like, "Oh no, I don't want to put anybody." I'm not saying you in particular. I'm talking about people. "I don't want to cause you any trouble." Well, in the experience that I have, like, someone is offering because they want to help. And like you described, it was a joyful, fun experience with more people carrying the couch up. And 100%. Now you probably know them a little bit better too.
100%. Yes. And I always think too, when I'm offering help and they say no, I'm like, "Oh, like I wanted to."
You want to help. So maybe that's a good assumption to make. If people are offering, they want to help.
I think that's something that's really valuable for us to choose that perspective, to trust that when people are saying that they mean it. Yeah.
And how it can be fun and beneficial for all parties when you say yes to help, instead of the old idea of, "Oh, I don't want to put anybody out or make anybody uncomfortable," or this is my responsibility. Ooh, this is a good one. So good. Oh, thank you.
What's your joyful moment?
I would say this morning I will use as my joyful moment. I was hiking on this jungle path and Tom had some other things to do, so I was by myself. And I realized I was just in this most magnificent sensory bath. All of my senses, I just stopped, because I first stopped because I heard the birds, the layers and layers and layers of jungle birds and insects. And then I kept listening and you could hear all of the leaves, the different kind of leaves rustling in the breeze. And then I noticed how the breeze felt on my skin and how the morning sun, which isn't too hot as it was coming through the leaves, just felt perfect. And then also the smells, something was blooming in the trees, some flower or something was blooming. So it was like jasmine-y or this gorgeous honeysuckle smell. And then there was just the layer and layer and layer of green jungle plants everywhere, just vibrant flowers, everything. I could hear the river down below. And I just felt like I want to be in this for eternity. It felt like eternity, like the eternal now. Yeah. Here I am. And everything is here. Everything is here. It's all here now. All the beauty, all the peace, all the joy. and it was a delight for the senses. I didn't taste anything. That's something. I didn't taste anything.
Darn it.
If I would have had coffee, ooh, that would have taken me over the edge next time.
I love how you described it. It was really beautiful. And does that feel like the fifth dimension to you? That those layers of senses, being aware of those.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I will say that when I first started to understand kind of the reality of the fifth dimension, everything was brighter, more vibrant, mm-hmm. almost like a pop-up book. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, my vision improved. And then the senses being stronger. But you know what it really is being present. It was being present. I wasn't in my head in that particular moment. Mm-hmm. I wasn't actually listening to anything, which sometimes I hike and I listen to something on a podcast or music. I was just present. And in that present moment, I just did this sensory bath, kind of like what's here for my senses, and felt just so full and complete and at peace. And it felt like heaven. So yeah, the fifth dimension.
Yes. Here on earth. I love it. I've had those moments like that when we were driving yesterday, and I was looking at, I must have been in a very present state. And I looked at the sky and the clouds, and it was like they were popping out to me. And I almost like did a double take. I'm like,
Is
that real? and then it was that quick where I kind of then snapped out of it, because then I started to analyze if it was real.
If it was real or not.
Yeah. But that is like those little moments of like, that is the universe showing itself to you, reflecting, you know, your presence and where you're at, and showing you the vibrancy. Yeah.
I love the way you describe that. Yes, that's what it felt like.
Amazing. Okay. So where would you like to start in your story? Oh my gosh.
It's a long one, and we might not get to karate for a while. That will come up.
Yeah.
We're in a place in Panama that we have been before, and we met really cool people last year. So we've been enjoying the last couple of weeks reconnecting with friends, going out to friends' houses, out to dinner, meeting up in different locations. And through our friends here, we're meeting new friends. And we've been socializing probably just about every day, which is unusual for us, for what we do at home in Talkeetna. And also during all this socializing, I was hearing these stories about this guy named Ludwig. Ludwig, he's almost 80 years old. He's from Austria. He's this innovator, creator who came here so many years ago and has been doing these awesome things for the community. He's wild and crazy, and the stories are almost too much to believe. So I kept hoping, like, universe, I'd like to meet Ludwig. And I know that you can set up a tour, a land and housing tour, because he owns all of this land, and he'll take you on this nutty 4x4 trip up mountains through rivers to show you all these properties that he has for sale. I've heard it's like an amusement park ride, but we're not looking for a house or for land.
Your mind could see a way to meet him, but that path didn't feel great. So you just honored that.
Right. I just honored it, and it was fine. Yeah. And then I kind of forgot about it. So it was Friday, I think, and we had that night a big group dinner set up at a restaurant we'd never been to, a new restaurant for this area, which is very small and rural. And both Tom and I said, okay, after this, we have 2 days left. What about if anyone asks us to do anything, we just say no. Like, we're going to take our space and have this time together during these 2 days before we leave. Mm-hmm. And we decided, yeah, that sounded like a good plan. Right. Yeah. A good plan.
I have definitely done this, right? Your mind has this idea of what you're going to want. And so let's prepare. And it can almost come through as we're setting ourselves up for success.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What we want. Mm-hmm. Like, let's make sure we take care of ourselves.
Yes.
Here's the interesting thing, though, is that that was based on a prediction of how we might be feeling after all this socializing and how we're getting ready to travel again, right? I never even checked in and said, is this like true for me? Do I feel tired of socializing? I didn't. We both decided, let's just say no if it comes up, because we knew we'd be with a lot of people again. So we go to dinner. It's with a group of people, most of them we know, but a few new couples, in this gorgeous jungle restaurant, wide open, palapa roof. We get up there, up this hill. We go into the restaurant, and there's fairy lights everywhere. And it's beautiful. The young, adorable couple who runs it is innovative. The food is amazing. The conversation with the new people is wonderful. And before we know it, we have accepted three new social engagements. Because we're just meeting the coolest people. So one of them
people were inviting you, and you and Tom like looked at each other, though. You were like, this sounds fun. Yeah. Do you want to do it? Yeah.
Yes. So I'll share the first story. One, I was talking to a woman who I really clicked with. She was so cute and had such fun energy. And as we talked about things, we discovered we had a lot of common interests. And she said, would you like to go to karate with me tomorrow? And I didn't have to ask Tom that, because that was just me, right?
Okay.
So I felt into it, and I'm like, yes, I would. When I first asked her, I'm like, I know nothing about karate. Is that okay? Like, absolutely nothing. Yeah. And she said, sure, it's a beginner's class. It will be so much fun. And just feeling her excitement and energy and the fact that she thought I might enjoy it, I was like, why not? And there was no why not. Yeah. There was like, why not? And something that I'm thinking about now is in the past, I do believe there would have been fear of looking stupid,
yeah.
fear of not knowing what to do, fear of this is a dumb one, but fear of not knowing what to wear or having yeah. something to wear to karate, because I know they wear traditional things.
Yeah.
So just that, I think that might have come up, but it wasn't there. It sounded more fun and there wasn't any fear.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other two Tom and I did talk about was one's a birthday party on the beach today. This afternoon. And then we decided to invite our friends over for breakfast on our last day. So that was our invitation.
God, you guys. You
So Saturday comes along and I'm getting ready to go to karate. It's actually perfect because Tom has a fishing trip lined up. So I'm on my own and I get to drive the car, which is, he's only really listed as the driver in Panama. But yeah. when he's gone, I get to take the car. And the area we're in is so hilly and curvy, and you feel like you're a race car driver driving down the road.
So it was fun.
It was so fun to drive myself to karate. I did another jungle hike before the class started. My only concern was that I only had a $50 bill, and I knew the class was $10, and I couldn't find a place to get change. So I was like, okay. Oh, I just trust this will work out. I trust the teacher will have change for me. So I get to a karate class, and I think there are five or six of us that are invited in. The kids' class is just finished. I get to see the end of it, which is adorable. And I'm just so excited because I can feel the energy of the teacher. And I know, like, I just feel welcome. And I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming to class. So we're going in and kind of waiting for the time to start. And it's me and my friend Annie that invited me. The teacher's wife, they're from France, and they just moved here and started doing these classes. And then two local teenage boys, two Panamanian boys who didn't speak any English. So it was an English and Spanish and French class, like all together. It was so fun, but we're getting ready. And there's someone needs to come and talk to the teacher about this building progress that is happening on site. And it's an older guy. He's kind of talking businessy. And then the teacher says to him, well, why don't you come join the class today? And the guy says, what do I have to lose? And that's all he said. He just said, what do I have to lose? Like, that was the answer. So he takes off his shoes and he comes in and he sits down next to me as we're getting started. And at the beginning, the teacher's kind of telling us things about how the class will be formed. And he says, and Ludwig, just try your best.
I know you're sitting right beside you.
He goes, I know you're almost 80, so don't push yourself too hard. Just try your best. Oh, and I looked at him like, Ludwig. I tried to contain myself because yeah. I was so excited. And he did live up to all the stories. He was in it to win it. We were doing plyos and running and stretching and everything before. And then when the real class started, he and I were in hysterics, laughing so hard because of how bad we were in learning these moves.
And you were partners.
Well, then, so we're learning the moves. And then the teacher says, okay, Katie and Ludwig, you're sparring partners.
Oh my goodness.
And I'll tell you, like, he might have lost some of his balance, but he's still strong. He's strong.
Yeah.
He was a great partner. But I, the whole time, I'm like, I can't even believe this. This is so fun.
Your mind
and
must
to
have been
have
just
this,
blown the whole time.
oh, I couldn't wait to come back and tell Tom, because he knows, you know, the whole backstory. So the class is amazing. I loved it. I would do this again in a heartbeat, even though it was challenging. And like the idea of like, oh, I'm not good at this, it might have come up, but it wasn't even there. It was just like, I'm trying, and this is funny. And the teacher's open, and he keeps saying, this is normal to be confused. It's normal. It's okay. It's repetition. We just repeat, we repeat. And it was a great workout. And it was in this beautiful open air palapa surrounded by palm trees and flowers. And the local kids were so cute. So that was an amazing experience. I go to pay the sensei, the teacher, at the end, and he said, nope, it's free. Your first class is free. So the $50 bill, that was another ebb tai chi. And then Annie says, right across the street, there's a farmer's market. Would you like to go to the farmer's market? And I checked in and I was like, yes, absolutely. I would like to go to the farmer's market. So we go in, and there are just the coolest, most delightful people selling things. I end up talking to a whole bunch of them. At one point, I get a little tap on my shoulder and I turn around, and it's one of the local teenagers, and he's got his hands up ready to spar. So we're in the market,
goodness.
And we do like a little sparring. No words. We just did a little sparring session, and then we continued on our way.
Wow.
Oh, it was so fun. So the whole experience was fascinating to me, because I never would have had any of that happen. And it was all pure joy and amazing. Had I just decided, no, I'm going to say no to these requests if they come up, because I might be too tired tomorrow.
Yeah.
I might not want to
tomorrow. I
want to
say the same thing in a different way. If
yes.
you make a decision, if you had made a decision in your present moment about your future, you wouldn't have experienced the flow.
Exactly. Exactly right. So that was a really strong perspective shift for me in terms of how sneaky fear can be. I didn't even know until I looked back on it that Tom and I were planning the future based on what might come up in fear. Did that make sense?
What do you think that would be, fear, or do you think it might have just been you're used to an old way, like you're used to this much social means
but that's a fear I've had for so long, that if I don't have my space, I won't have my energy. Ooh, this is something I'm coming to right now. A fear I've held on to, and I think especially it was active when I was teaching. If I don't have my sacred space, I will not have my energy.
Yes.
But for me in this instance, so much energy and opportunity came from saying yes, rather than fearing that I wouldn't have energy.
And this, when we think about how energy flows from source, right? When we are saying yes to what is here, whether that's an actual yes, but it's more so an energetic yes, meaning we're not resisting what is here. So much of our energy gets blocked by us resisting what's here.
Mm-hmm.
And we can resist what's here by thinking, I'm going to feel that way. I'm going to feel that way. And we actually are resisting now.
Right. So here's the difference. Like if that Friday night, I would have gone to the party and said like, oh, I am so tired. I just need a break. Like that's the difference. I know that. And I know how to say, no, thank you. Thank you for thinking of me. I'm so honored that you thought of me, but no, thank you. Like I know how to do that when it doesn't feel right. But this is a different situation where I was trying to make a decision, like you said, in that time about the future and predicting how I would feel instead of staying open.
Yeah.
And I said yes to the karate, and we said yes to the potluck, and we said yes to breakfast because it felt right in the time, but also knowing like if it doesn't feel right, I could have texted Annie and said, oh, I'm going to have to get karate next time, right? We have that opportunity, but I don't have to be afraid that by saying yes, that might put me in a situation where I'm not going to have energy. if that's
what
clear.
I really love about this is just really honoring what we're feeling in that moment.
Exactly.
Instead of trying to plan what we're going to feel anytime. So even just like Katie said, even if she said yes to karate and when it felt good, and the next day she woke up and she's like, whoa, no, there's no energy there.
Yep.
I can say no now. Like I can change my mind.
And it's not saying, and here's another part of this. It could have been like, oh, I'm saying yes to Annie to go to karate because I really like her and I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Right.
Like, right.
Not
that's the other
for
side of it.
You.
Exactly. Yeah. So it wasn't that situation either. It was me saying, I can feel like the twinkle of fun in this. I can feel that this is something I've never done before. And it sounds fun. So it's coming back to just aligning with what feels good in the now and trusting that if it doesn't feel good in the next now, that you have a choice.
So I wonder if we can pull out here, Katie, the things that, and I'm going to say things or like kind of skills a person needs to have, maybe they're not skills, maybe they're awarenesses, practices, in order to live like this or make decisions like this. Okay. So number one, a connection to themselves in order to feel what feels good or not.
Yes. Yes, so because there will be points in your life where it does not feel good to say yes. It feels good to say yes to stay home in your pajamas and just take the space.
Yes.
And be. Mm-hmm. So honoring whatever that yes is for
you.
Hey,
wait,
and
you brought
not
in
judging
another
it.
One.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay.
Because just the awareness is its own thing. Just having the connection and feeling that connection is a whole thing. Then the willingness to honor it, I think, is
perfect.
A whole other thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honoring what you are feeling within that connection.
Mm-hmm. And what might get in the way of honoring that, being willing to honor it?
Your ideas, I'm going to say fear, but even more specifically, your ideas of right or wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Ideas of right or wrong. Right or wrong, sometimes in these situations, should or shouldn't, what other people might think, which sometimes for some people becomes more important. I can say this because I've had this experience. It becomes more important what other people think than what you feel. Isn't that so funny that
and
we're trained that way?
I
don't want to say trained, but we're taught in society.
Yeah. And I think actually that's a really powerful thing to actually let yourself do, like make those decisions with awareness. Oh, I'm making this decision because I am prioritizing what they think of me over what I feel. But it's an important step as well to do it with awareness.
It is. Yeah. To just have the awareness of I'm doing this and it's the best I can do right now. Like to say that. So then there's no judgment.
Yeah.
And there's also kind of like, I see that I'm doing this and I see that there could be another way, but it's the best I can do right now.
That one simple step is such a powerful practice for releasing self-judgment, which is the biggest thing we could ever do, right?
Yes.
Just really saying to yourself, like, this is the best I can do right now, and really embodying that. Letting that be right now.
This is, I've shared this before, but this is what shifted for me so much in emotional eating when I would have what I, you too. Yeah. I think we've talked about this, but it's worth it to reiterate this, how powerful it was that when I would say, I'm emotionally eating right now. And I would even like say it. And I would even tell Tom sometimes like, Tom, I'm emotionally eating. That used to be the scariest thing for me to tell somebody. Yeah. But when I said it and when I said it out loud to myself, then I would say, and it's the best I can do. It's the best I can do because it was a tool for me for so long. And it did serve me for so long because I wasn't ready to feel the emotions, to really acknowledge the anxiety and the fear and the judgment. And so just like you said, the willingness to say, I'm doing this and it's the best I can do right now.
It's so empowering. Like, and for me, especially it was being able to do that. And like you said, share with Tom, like when I let Lee see me not being my best, it's like my my willingness to let him see me, that's the power for me, is
Holy
and
crap.
To release the judgment of that, knowing like I'm allowed to not be my best, and it doesn't take away my love for me. It doesn't take away his love for me. And that has been so opening.
The way you describe that, I could just feel like the freedom in it, the freedom to be you instead of putting on the mask or the charade or, that's a good one.
I don't know how we got here, but okay. Oh yeah. There is one other kind of like thing or skill or awareness that I think plays into this. And it is the trust aspect.
Yes.
So once you have the connection to yourself, once you're willing to honor it, there's a trusting in that, like in that honoring it will serve you.
Yes, 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 yes. And I will say, because I have so much evidence of this in my life, not only I have trust, not only that it will serve me, but it will ebb tai chi me. Like
yeah,
every time.
Would you say it's even a trust anymore? Or it's just a knowing.
It's just a knowing.
Yeah.
I Are think trust there and is... knowing the same thing?
For me, sometimes trust is like, feels like I have to actually put some energy into it. Like I don't fully know it, but I'm choosing to believe in it.
Okay. I see that distinction. And the knowing is just like, there's no question. It's just a cellular knowing.
Yeah. I know the sun's going to rise tomorrow. It's like that level of knowing. Yeah.
And I will say, I mean, this is a little bit beyond like the theme we've discussed, but for me, what I'm realizing is when I say yes in the now, I am expanding my version of reality and what's possible. It's almost like I have this visual in my head of, I was in a tunnel before in my own little tiny microscopic world or creative or something like this, because I had predictions about what the world looked like. And if I do this, then this will happen. Like I was just controlling, like planning the future. How do I get what I want? How do I get? And it was like smaller. It kind of shrunk because it could only be what my mind thought was possible, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And what my mind thought was possible is what I could control and make happen in my life. But now this idea of like, oh, that's just too much. It's the mind is too much. So beyond the mind for me, it's like the tunnel has just opened. And there's these levels of experiences that I'm continually saying, my mind never would have thought that was possible. I never in a million years thought I would meet Ludwig, this guy I'd wanted to meet, by sparring with him in karate. Like never. And it comes from this idea of willing to go beyond the control of my mind and just, I'm going to say flowing.
And what
flowing
is
when it feels right.
What would you say is the thing beyond the control of the mind?
I would say it's source flowing through me. It's releasing control so that source flows through. And what I'm discovering, and I know you have this experience too, it's like way more fun when source is flowing through and you're open to receiving like all the connections and synchronicities and unfoldings and experiences. I was telling you the other day, my magic journal is just like full. And I love looking at, as I write new ones in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about that one.
If you were to kind of reflect back on this story for you of Katie goes to karate, is there one practical piece that you'd want people to really hold on to from this?
I would say present moment awareness, just like present moment awareness, instead of predicting how you may or may not feel or want to do something some way in the future.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to, it's probably the same thing. I'm going to just expand on that, because this is what it was for me, what really stood out and what you can practice is it was clear before I started speaking it. It was, if you have a decision in front of you,
ooh,
trust.
I like it already. Okay.
Let your yes come from now. So if there's any decision to make, go into your body in this moment and ask if it's a yes now versus trying to plan if it might or might not be.
So I could see an example being, okay, it will only be a yes in the future if this and this and this and this happen, right? If like your mind is still trying to figure out, like, how will it be a yes in the future? But going in and feeling, is it a yes now? And then something I always like to tune into, if it's not a yes now, then maybe I don't have to decide in this moment.
That's,
maybe I don't have to
I'm
decide.
A big, if it's not a yes now, it's a no. If it's an I don't know, it's a no. Like
in the now, like there's no, yes, I don't have to decide.
Yeah. Because clarity is a yes. Clarity is not, I don't know. So if it's, I don't know, it's no. It's like, it's not right now for sure.
It's not right now. And that's what I think is true. It doesn't mean it's going to be no tomorrow, but right now it's a no. And I'm not feeling the clarity. So I can create space around this and trust that the clarity will come.
You know what I just kind of came to me is, do you think we can ask every question in a way that we could get a yes? Okay. Because I feel like a yes is so clear. Whereas I don't really think we get no's. I think we get yeses from intuition.
Ooh.
So it's not like if it's should I go to this party or shouldn't I go to this party? Like, so, okay. So you could get a yes for that. But if you don't get a yes, then maybe that's the no.
I think so.
I think so too.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I do. I'm trying to think of a time recently when I've had a no about something. I don't know. I do. Tom asked me if I wanted to go fishing yesterday and it was a no. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's perfect too. Is that I didn't want to go fishing, and then look how my day unfolded. Instead, I knew I didn't want to go fishing.
Well, I was just thinking when we were looking at couches yesterday, we had a really fun IKEA adventure, and we were looking at all these couches and sitting on them. And I was like, yeah. But there was no like, yes. And so we just didn't take action then. And so I think that's what I'm kind of getting after is like, wait for the yes to do something about it.
This makes so much sense. And it's taking me back to the story I told about picking the rental house that wasn't a yes.
Ooh,
so I can remember that experience. Picking a house when it was not a yes, but we were kind of picking out of like, well, what if there's nothing else? We got to go. We need a place to stay, like that. But even doing that, we discussed on the podcast, it all worked out anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no fear in saying yes when it's actually a no, if that makes sense. But it's just a practice of how fun is it when you really do follow the yeses.
This and follow, I feel like we can just keep going. And following the yeses feels like following the light.
It is. And that's how my inner being described it. Like when we picked the house, they said, did you follow the light in picking this house? No, I didn't.
Okay. That's amazing. So thank you for sharing your story with us, Katie.
Oh, my pleasure. I can't wait. I think next one is going to be one of your stories. And what's cracking me up, what I was laughing about before we started recording, was this idea that this series, there was an old book series called The Bobbsey Twins or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
The Bobbsey Twins go to the farm. The Bobbsey Twins, like, you know this one. So it made me think of that. Fear breakthrough, Katie goes to karate. Fear breakthrough, Ginny. Dot, dot, da, da, dot, da, da. And you'll have to wait for the next one.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
We also discussed how amazing it would be to have a listener on with us. If there's a fear breakthrough, maybe that would be the fear breakthrough, is coming on the podcast and sharing your story of fear breakthrough. But that would be really cool to just collect these stories and tell them.
We would love it. So if you have one and you're listening, let us know.
Woohoo!
See you guys. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
We so appreciate you sharing this space and co-creating with us.
We'd love to hear from you.
If you have any questions or shares, send us a message on our website, awakenyourtruth.love.
We can't wait to connect more.